Looking forward to a massive game against Ballinamallard tomorrow night.
Yeah, they're all big games, I've said it throughout the season. You know, obviously it's been, you know, tough with the wee break at the moment. You can look at it as a good thing, you can look at it as a bad thing. You know, it gives us a chance to get a couple of players returning to the fitness, not maybe not full fitness, but as I said, you're getting back closer to getting you know, in the squad. And you can also say that, you know, you go 2 games or 2 weeks without a game. You know, it can be difficult because you want, after the Tobermore game, you want a game right away to keep that winning run going. The one game, get into two, and as I said, but you know, these things happen in football, and you've just gotta take it and, you know, look forward to the game tomorrow night.
It's a bit like an enforced winter break, really, hasn't it? That other countries have, hasn't it?
It is, but you know, I think the other teams go to Spain and go to La Manga and go to places where we get Midgley Park. But no, like I say, we got the boys, a good bunch of boys here said that there, and you know, we've went hard in training, we've went easy in training. You know, you've got to manage their bodies. But you know, it's down to the game now, preparing for it.
Crusaders haven't had much of a break. They've really made headway in the league table, so we've got a lot of catching up to do here, haven't we?
Yeah, listen, I've said this before, I don't care about any other football club. You know, it's Linfield's in our hands, it's what we want to do. I'm not here to talk about anyone and talk about this club, what we want to do, and that's all I've got to worry about.
Ballinamallard will be bouncing to get back on the pitch tomorrow after a heavy defeat the other night, won't they?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. You know, people will be looking at, oh, they got beat 7-0 and, you know, it should be a walkover for Linfield. But I can tell you now, if I was in that changing room, I'd be wanting to go one way. And that's to put on a show, and especially against Linfield coming down to town. So, listen, this game's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. They'll want to bounce back. But, you know, at the end of the day, as I said, we've just got to worry about our changing room and what we want to do.
How's Glenn and Grant settled in the transfer window here?
Yeah, they've settled in well. You know, they're two quality players. A lot of people know Grant. Obviously, I know Glenn from my time at Salisbury when I was at Oldham. But no, you know, the boys have took to them. They're enjoying it. But, you know, it comes down to the nitty-gritty. Well, they're over here to play football, and that's it. You know, I'm hoping to get off to a good start with them.
Injury-wise, where are you up to with the score in general?
That's, you know, obviously Higgs is still out, but we've got, you know, Mark Hockey, Jimmy Gallagher coming back soon to be full fitness. Sprulies picked up a knock, but we don't know how bad it is at the moment. So we've got to, you know, look after that one, because, you know, he's great around the changing room. He's buzzing, so, you know, we've got to assess that. He's going to get a scan. But apart from that, everyone's around and ready to go.
Great result for the Swifts on Saturday night, a lot of goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, all wins are good wins. It's great to see Connor, you know, scoring a hat-trick. As I say, goals bring confidence. And, you know, it's great for Sammy McFadden. You know, Linfield winning all fronts. And, you know, hopefully continue.
A week or so till the end of the transfer window. Is the phone still ringing?
Yeah, I think it always rings. You know, as I say, you get phone calls from everyone. But at the end of the day, I said about bringing in quality and the right players. And, you know, if I don't get the right one, as I say, I'll have to wait. But, you know, hopefully I can bring one more in and strengthen them.
I think the players, the staff, the supporters, everybody's busting to get back into action tomorrow night. So all the best for tomorrow night, Warren.
Thank you.